AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A bloodbath at a banquet in San Bernardino, California.
Up to three people had entered the building and had opened fire on people inside of the building. We do have some preliminary numbers of upwards of 14 people that are dead and upwards of 14 people that are injured.
10 critically, San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan notes the attack took place in a conference area where the County Department of Public Health was holding a banquet. Bergwan says federal and local law enforcement are now searching for the shooters.
The suspects have fled, potentially in a dark-colored SUV. We do not have any identification on who those suspects are. We do not know what the motive is for the shooting at this point.
While they search for the suspects, authorities have locked down courts and increased police presence at other public facilities. U.S. Capitol Police say they have arrested a congressional staff member who tried to enter a Senate office building yesterday with a loaded 9mm handgun. Christopher Carpenter works for the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, the chief law enforcement officer. U.K. lawmakers have voted to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. A Florida man who called in a bomb threat to a courthouse in order to avoid a court date now faces up to a decade in prison. A prosecutor says an armed suspect who killed a Cincinnati police officer and then was shot to death by police wanted to ambush and kill as many officers as possible. The mother of two teenagers beaten during a church counseling session in upstate New York pleaded guilty today to assault in the group attack that killed one son and injured another. Stocks slid today, led by a weakness in oil and gas companies, the Dow dropping 158 points. This is AP Radio News. A founding member of Sly and the Family Stone has died.
Hers was the voice you hear commanding everyone to get up and dance to the music on this Sly and the Family Stone hit, and she was one of the two people Sly called on when he wanted to hear those horns. Trumpeter Cynthia Robinson was a founding member of the group that had hits like Dance to the Music, Everyday People, and Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself. After the group broke up, Robinson played with other bands. Robinson had cancer. Her friends had set up an online fundraising page to help defray the cost of her treatment. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, who helped craft President Bill Clinton's foreign policy and got into trouble over destroying classified documents, died today of cancer. He was 70. Repeating our top story, at least 14 people dead, 14 injured in a mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.